Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on.
Lighthouse,
turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the light out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host Tim Knight with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Started
the day before turkey. Well, I guess the day before the day of Turkey Day.
Right, yeah. So, slow down.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know what? I guess I don't know how I'm going to react when Turkey Day comes, considering how much I've already had. You know, you have the thing at the job, you know, you have the turkey, all that good stuff, but I think I'll make some room. But anyway, what's up, ladies? What's up, Miss Tia D? Erica Chanel, what's poppin'?
How you doing, Nighttime? So let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Nighttime, Timmy. So Thanksgiving
yes.
is Thursday.
Yes,
as a man and your family, do you do any cooking or preparation? Like, what is your involvement in the Thanksgiving dinner?
Before you answer that, Tim, I just want to say, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Sorry, you didn't give me a chance.
Okay, well,
okay.
Are you right. done?
I'm done. Now, Tim, go ahead and answer.
Okay, now, Tim, go ahead.
What's up, T&D and Erica Chanel?
Well, thank you very much for that that blurt. I guess that's a new word for tonight, blurt. No, but what's up, Miss Erica Chanel? It is good to also hear from you on this lovely Tuesday night. That's a good
doing
question.
Very well.
All right, great. To answer the question, I don't really have a traditional family dynamic at this point. So pretty much I will be considered a hobo. I go from house to house and picking up random things and leaving it at that. But no. But no, I mean, if
so
I did,
you, just
you know,
wanted... So are you
what
just one of them people, you going house to house with each with your plate and getting a
yes.
plate from each house
and
you go to?
Yes, bringing
so
foil and a
bring
plate.
Bring anything?
And an appetite.
You don't bring anything with you?
Well, for family, I bring sodas. I generally bring, like, you know, a five-liter sodas, five of those. That's what I did for the company party. But I guess if I was in a different type of situation, it would be kind of cool. You know, I would do the turkey or whatever, something specialty. That would be kind of nice. Yep. So that's sad but true. Sad but true, Fowl. Anyway, so what's going on? You have any plans with you and the mister? Y'all doing anything special?
Who are you talking to, Erica Chanel? Are you talking to me?
Either one of your significant
both
others.
Of us.
Anybody?
Okay. Well, okay. I'll just answer that question. we're just going over my mom's, but I am making three side dishes and a dessert.
Nice. Okay. Hey, listen.
My husband will be at his job working because he works at Walmart. You know, and they're open on Thanksgiving. My family is coming here. Just my mom's brother and his wife and my cousins. And his girlfriend, my brother will be here. So it's going to be a small, intimate gathering. I'm making baked macaroni and cheese, ham, and sweet potatoes, and a cake.
Nice. That's what's up. Well, you know, I might stop by now. You know what I mean? I'll text you first.
Don't come here empty-handed, okay? I already told you that. Didn't I say that to you? I said you can come over, but make sure you bring something. Bring
right, you can't go to people's houses.
I'm gonna bring a soda and an appetite.
I don't want no soda because I don't drink soda like that. If you want to bring something, you can bring a bottle of vodka.
Okay.
I drink that.
I got you. Well, listen, everybody out there in Lighthouse Radio Land, we had a great show, like 109 listeners, so like 2 weeks ago, so that's what's up. So definitely continue to please listen to us. You know, we had Third Twin on there showcasing his music, and he definitely did a good job promoting, so shout out to him. Check him out. Wish him all the best. We got some new music coming up later in the show. By his artist, he's from Philly. He's actually going to be on Empire the second season. So, and he might, I guess, it already started. So, yeah, he's doing his thing. But
okay,
we're going to be playing a song from him tonight. Yes.
What's his name?
So the number you're going to get to that in a little bit.
Oh,
listening.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get to that in just a little bit. But call us 323-443-7453. This is going to be a little short show today. But, you know, we're going to try and make it as impactful as possible. So we did Thanksgiving. Let's get right down to this whole situation with the Black Lives Matters. What in the world is going on now? Somebody talk to me, please.
Well, looks like there was a shooting. About 5 people were shot, I believe, during a protest.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah, I have a question, too. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, my thing is, now, see, you know, I'm already a conspiracy. Hello?
You both were talking at the same time.
Oh, okay. So I'm on, you know, different connection. My apologies. But my question is, I wonder, since they, of course, the assailants were masked, they haven't been found and most likely will not be found, do you think there's any remote chance that these could be police officers trying to stir up trouble?
Yeah, they're saying that the NAACP is saying that police are behind the Black Lives Matter shooting. I mean, that would be absolutely crazy. I mean, is there any black officers in Minnesota?
Even if
they
were.
There's black officers in Minnesota.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
Why do they assume it's the police?
I just threw it out there. I didn't know that was a real. I just threw it out there because it just seems just too kind of like, really? I mean, it's just one of those things that just doesn't kind of make any sense. Like some random 5 people are organized to show up, start shooting, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because I think they're pissed off with this whole situation. This, to me, that just popped in my head. Now, that's the first thing that popped in my head for whatever reason. But I guess I'm wired a little bit.
It's saying that there's different police from different districts have come down to entice the protesters. So that's what it is, different counties and different districts. So it's not exactly the Minneapolis police. So I guess it's the outskirts. And, I mean, honestly, when you think about Minnesota, you don't think about – there is hoods there. You know, Prince is from there.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk to a singer from there from – what was his name?
Minneapolis. That's a city. Yeah, Minneapolis. That's a real
city. Yeah, they
city.
Got
yeah.
a lot of things going on there. In the black music, but, you know, every place got their own ghetto, but I'm sure the outskirts of in Minnesota, there's probably a lot more Caucasians than there are blacks. So that's what it looks like, you know, and this is a serious allegation. It really is to say that the police are doing this.
That's absolutely insane.
It is.
It doesn't surprise
me. I did not hear
me.
That theory.
Yeah.
I'm
of course
not even,
it doesn't surprise so you.
Right, but you know what's
it's
so crazy?
Conspiracy.
They're saying that they believe that the Minneapolis Police Department is not protecting them, and therefore they stand with racist white supremacists who want to destroy a peaceful movement. This is what...
Yeah, keep that in mind, because they've been out there for a while, right? They've been out there for, a couple of days now?
Really?
Right, that's what I wanted to find out. Like, how long have they been out there? Was there any type of disturbance or disruption, or worse?
Yeah.
They just out there peacefully protesting, and someone just decided to shoot them.
That sounds crazy.
Well,
like,
was
there an issue? Was there a confrontation? Was there a altercation? Like, was there something that potentially led up to this, or were they just peacefully demonstrating and bullets started to rain?
there was no report that I found yet that said that there was anything other than a peaceful protest. I think that ultimately they're tired of them being out there, and, hey, this is one way to get these people out of here. If we scare them to death, then, you know, then maybe they'll disperse and go about their business. You know, because, you know, you have to look at this how, I mean, I can't look through the eyes of somebody that's Caucasian or whatever, but just imagine how they really look at this. Number one, considering how far Trump has been in the polls, now he's kind of slipping, whatever, but I think he had a pulse on white America, by and large. You know what I'm saying? So he thinks this is a waste of time, just like a lot of different people, you know, that's non-black, feel that this is just a whole stupid racist movement. They got the nerve to consider that this is a racist movement. So I don't know. So that's just a thought. I mean, they're not supporting it. You don't see people coming out in support of it. That's not black. I haven't seen anybody with you.
One of the biggest reasons why people support Donald Trump, because they see dollar signs. They see him being able to make them more money. So that's what that's all about.
I think he's bold enough to say what they don't. I think they support him because he has the balls, excuse my language, anybody, to say what's on his mind. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not disputing that, but what I'm saying is they also follow him because they feel like he's going to make sure that they're secure and they have money.
How is he going to make the average common? If you're not rich, then voting for Donald Trump is really not going to help your situation. You know what I'm saying?
Because they think that he's going to do it for them.
They are fools. Okay, and anyone who has the, and this is for everybody on this phone and for all the listeners, if you are foolish enough to vote for Donald Trump, who does not care about you, who has a nerve to speak ill of foreigners coming into this country, yet his wife is from Slovenia or something like this, crazy. She cannot speak English.
It was horrible.
Her English is very broken, okay?
Basically saying she's not even an American. She's not even trying to assimilate because she can't even get her speech pattern right. But he wants other foreigners not to come here. But she here.
She can't even form a complete sentence.
No,
her sentences were choppy and broken up because she's trying to find the English word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, what are you teaching Barron? She's been here for a long time.
Like, come on, girl. And he got enough money to find her some kind of, what is it called, a linguist, whatever. Somebody.
Yeah, it's somebody. But it's just, it's not good. Did you see, speaking of Donald Trump, did you see that tweet that he reshared to everyone talking about percentage of blacks killing blacks, the percentage of whites killing blacks, the percentage of blacks killing whites? And it basically insinuated that there's like 97% of black on black crime, and there's like 3% of blacks killing police. Yes.
That's yes as well, because the fact of the matter is there's less black population than there is white, so it's always going to look like,
right.
Just like they say, Camden is the number one murder capital of the world, but it's a small circumference compared to other large cities where there's more murdering happening, so it's the same thing. There is more Caucasians in this country than there is blacks.
Well, we know Donald Trump's numbers has always been skewed. Now, he's not known for his percentages because he's always throwing some stupid numbers out there, statistics that he ain't checked with nobody. So, yeah, that's definitely inaccurate. Anyone who's listening, 97% is not realistic. Mm-hmm. Now,
yes.
Granted,
it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
Absurd.
And, you know, we do need to talk them. I'm sorry. We do need to address that real quick. What are we doing as a people? And just throwing it out there because, you know, obviously there is black on black crime, right? So why is it this, like, it's this, like, I was out the other night somewhere. And if you just sit and observe, whenever you see a lot of us out somewhere, and I guess younger people, when we go somewhere, it's like this mentality, this I'm bad mentality, I'll do this, I'll do that. You just kind of pick that vibe up. I was sitting there chilling with my man. We was listening to some music for some artists in Philly. And I'm telling you, I must have heard about 3,000 black people killed on these records. Like, they were just having different dudes freestyling. It's so, like, the music is so aggressive and it's, like, dangerous. But then we're sitting here, why? It's one thing to hear a record, but I'm sitting here watching these guys talk, and it's like, that it's like anger or something is just ingrained in some of our young people, man. This is just sad. I'm sitting there watching this video, like, this is crazy. Like, they're trying to get a record deal with this type of, like, why? What you so angry about? Like, this is, I'll kill your mama, I'll stab her in the throat, you know, I'll stuff her in the trunk.
The perpetual chip.
I'm like,
that's
good God. I'm like, gee, I'm scared listening. I'm like, Jesus, I better go pray and do something. You know, but it's like, what is going on?
Right, making you down
like,
right on your knees.
Is that?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying, like, what in the world is going on? Let's address that for a second. Anybody got any thoughts on that? Like, why are
we
so violent?
I think we've talked about this before. It's like, it starts with us. What we're doing about it, there's not many people doing anything about it. It also has to start in the homes, too, because a lot of these young kids, not only are they angry, they're disrespectful. And there's no, like, I remember even though, you know, when you're together with your friends, you might say some old ratchet stuff. But when you see the adult, someone that was older than you, our generation, we have respect. We know to call them ma'am and miss and sir. Or Mr., or if another adult told us something, there was never any a bunch of back talk. Nowadays, these young kids, you say something to them, they ready to jump up and fight you they have more experience than you do. Like you're trying to tell them something wrong. So what we're doing about it. I have no idea. It has to start in the home.
I've never seen anything like it before because I know I was afraid of my father. I mean, to this day, I don't talk back to him. And I'm a grown woman. But they just don't get it because they let it go with the whole, oh, well, you can't say this to the kids because, you know, let them go. Let Dyfus take you. Bye. Live with Dyfus. Live in a home where you're not getting, you know, video games and new shoes and new cell phones. Live that life, okay?
What?
Or that. Well, I'm going to call Dyfus on you. We'll call Dyfus. See how you like that life. That's ridiculous.
You know,
that's what it's all about. People are scared because they think that they're going to get in trouble. If you need to beat your child, you need to beat your child. I got punched in the face at 18 years old, okay? I ain't called nobody. I ain't even called the police. I did something wrong. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I was in high school. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
That's why people are running around here acting crazy now.
And I guess, you know, I guess it must be our generation, like, because none of it was us, and then it's those after us. Because, like, we grew up with moral standards, your parents, so it's like the generation right after our parents dropped the ball. Like, I don't understand. How in the world did that happen? Because you know you got your behind whooped. You know what I'm saying? So how did you, how do you let your own kids get away with stuff that you couldn't get through, you know, couldn't get away with? That's just amazing. You know, I mean, there's balance too. Like, I'm not as harsh as some would think, you know, all my kids. You have to balance it out. You know, I do listen. There's a time to listen because how can you instruct if you're not listening? You know what I'm saying? But it's still a matter of respect. There's no disrespect here. But there's a certain standard that you have to have. If you're a parent trying to raise some kids and somewhere we have gotten off course, I don't know. It's really a sad situation, especially the world that they have to go out and work in and live in. Like, what in the world is next? Like, you know, you got tattoos on your neck, everything, trying to be like these rappers and people like that. You know what I'm saying? They got record deals for now. You know what I'm saying? Where are you going to work?
When
so
I see that, Tim, that is, I'm sorry.
No good.
That is the first thing I think about. Where are you going to get a job at? Stop looking at the Lil Wayne's and the Birdman's and all these other rappers who already have millions in the bank, and it don't really matter what they look like because they're financially secure. Where are you going to work? Who is going to take you seriously? regardless of how smart you may be, who is really going to take you seriously with all the tattoos on your neck and your face? And it's absolutely ridiculous.
When I see people like that, I say to myself, you just don't care about what you're going to do with your life. You don't care about nothing. Because I'm telling you something, if I was a business owner, you don't even take nothing seriously if you got a tattoo smacked on the side of your neck. Like, what are you going to do with your life? Who's going to take you seriously? You're not going to work in no white-collar job with no tattoo smacked on the side of your neck or on your face or on your cheek or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, do you even care about what you're going to do with your life? You thought it was cute? You spent, like, $300 to get that tattoo on your neck?
Yeah, well, hey, I got a caller, 856. Well, you know who you are. 304, talk to me. What's going on? What's up? Welcome to Nighthouse Radio. What up? Who this?
Hello.
All right, 304. You can just talk to us. Can't be fun on Nighthouse. All right, well, we'll just let you hang there. Give us a ring back. But, hey, speaking of rappers, let's go into this next track. This guy, his name is Lights Cameras. Now, it's spelled very uniquely. You're not going to find this, okay, under any regular spelling. It's L-I-G-H-T Cameras, K-A-M-R-Z. All right? Now, I do like this song, to be honest. Now, there are some rappers that I think that have a point. You know, they do represent it well. I think this is one of the people that is definitely that's up and coming, that's doing something. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Lights, Cameras, is called Love One.
Are you the chosen one? Millions of mine, and like the old 50, you know I get rich when niggas die.
la, la. Everybody want a new coupe. Bad little blue badass. This and this. I just wanna be the dude who put my niggas down. We ain't living how we used to. Who knew? Snotty no from down the block. Be down the block. They say that I sound like Pac, but this right here so big. Put it on my life that I do it for my kid. No kidding, that's word to kill. I'm certified, got a certain feel. Yeah, just putting that word for real. I heard my spot. Where you coming from? Where they heard a lot. The murder blocks where them shells fly. Get you turtle top. I done seen it all. I done heard a lot. And I'm gonna survive. Well, I'm making it something you shouldn't worry about. It's my only option. I done lost a few. I know my homies watching. Can't fill up. How the f*** around? Major believers can't f*** up now. A lot of motherfuckers out here want that crown. A lot of motherfuckers out here want that blood. But I just wanna get it for the ones I love. For the ones I love.
I got money on my mind.
All right, and we are back. Yeah, that was Lights, Camera. He is on Empire this season. What's up thing about that?
That was good.
It was good. It was real futurist. It was like future-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sounds good? I mean, he was saying
some...
Yeah, it was deep, and it was cool, and the video was very nice, very well done. Professionalism, you know what I'm saying? And he got something to say. So that's why it's camera. Y'all can check him out. Also, this other guy, D'Lo Nice, is going to be at Voltage. A little quick shout-out, Voltage, December 9th. Check him out. Anyway, so back to what we were talking about. As far as racism, let's jump into that real quick, and then we'll jump right off of it. The caller, All right, so Erica, what's your take on this?
Well, there was an article on CNN.com, and they did a poll in regards to is racism on the rise. So basically, the poll said that most people believe it is a big problem. 49% out of 100 feel like it's a big problem. 33% somewhat of a problem, and then you know a small problem that was about like 9%, not a problem at all. And then they also did a poll in regards to, like, back in 1995, it was only 41% where people felt like it was a problem. And then in 2011, it went down to 28%. And now in 2015, it's up to 49%. They talked to a few people from different nationalities, different, you know, living in different types of environments, and, you know, their feeling on what happened in regards to racism. And the other thing I noticed that these polls are saying, white people don't believe that there's a big problem with racism. Because I feel like they live in their own world. They don't even think about what's really happening to other people and other races because it doesn't affect them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why they don't think there's anything wrong, because it's not happening to them. But honestly, it is. And they're saying that it really started in 08 after President Barack Obama was elected. And I feel like a lot of that, because it's just like people just say whatever they want now. Like, it felt like it got better, and now everybody just says whatever they want.
I feel like it got better. The only reason I feel like it got better is because not as many people talked about it. Like, a lot of issues were brought to the forefront. Like, racism, unfortunately, will forever exist because you have people that are... especially the generational racist. Like, you know, because racism has to be taught. You're not born racist. It's something that's taught. And there will always be people, and they have a right to their beliefs, who are taught, and it's generational that will come down. So I feel like once Barack got into office, and those, especially those generational racists, it's like, oh, no, they really trying to take over now. And I think that's where a lot of that started to come more and more to the forefront.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to chime in. You know, it's so funny. I was watching, I was talking to somebody the other day, and it just dawned on me that you would think that white folks really founded America. Like, they really feel... like this was theirs. You know what I'm saying? If you talk to them, you know what made me think about that? I was driving to the bank yesterday, and I was looking at this guy's truck. Had a Confederate flag and all American. You know, I'm like, y'all did not. This wasn't yours. Everyone really is immigrants and came from somewhere else. Like, y'all just came and took over and forgot. You know what I'm saying? Like, this not your country. You know, and it's just so stupid. Like, this is so petty. Like, I mean, this is like, how long are we going to go back and forth with this, the fact that there's black people in the country? You know what I mean? And there's Mexicans and there's all different types of diversity now. I mean, is that really a big deal? I mean, what does it matter at this point? Like, there's better things that you can be focused on trying to help people. You had a lot of good times. You know, you had slavery, you done got your house built, they done built the city, done built your businesses, you ain't had to see nobody. They done took care of your kids, you cooked your food, you know what I mean? Come on. At some point, we gotta get up from the ground. I mean, good God. These people are crazy. I don't know, look, let me be clear. I'm not racist, I got a white friend. Let me just say that. I'm not racist.
I feel like they forget that because none of us are the Native Americans, with the exception of the Native people, the Indian people. No one ever talks about them, how they completely lost their already occupied land, and they're like in literally, they're in reserve. We're actually, what's sad is we're actually doing better than the Native Americans. They're on reservations. They're in their own little captive little reservations and specific lands that they had to fight just to deem those lands.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And no one talks about them either. It's not their land. This is everywhere. If you're European, you're not. This is not anyone's land. We are all visitors here. All of our ancestors are visitors here, unless we. And I, there was. Also, I can't stand is the whole Christopher Columbus debacle and how he claims he discovered. Christopher Columbus stumbled upon America, and he is credited as founding it.
That's right.
He stumbled upon. He wasn't even looking for this way.
You know who? I don't know if it was you or Tim, somebody was saying that it was a learned process, racism. Because when I was young, I lived in a mixed neighborhood, majority white. And I played with little white girls. As I got older in elementary school, the black kids would say, well, why are you hanging out with the white kids? But my parents never said to me, don't be friends with them. They just never did, even though they came from Philly and they were around mostly black people their whole lives. It just wasn't an issue. But I learned, you shouldn't be around them. And it was shocking at first because I wasn't taught that at home, but the kids outside of my home were telling me, well, why are you hanging out with the white girls? Why are you doing, you know what I'm saying? So it is a learned thing. They learned
absolutely.
It. And then they said to me, well, why, you shouldn't do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember that. I'll never forget it, never.
Mm-hmm. And that is true because it is within your household that your real feelings come out. Like, no one knows you better than your children. Now, if they would have given a microphone and a camera, you know, to our kids, you know what I'm saying, it'll be very interesting what comes out. And like you said, that is talk, you know, and it's crazy, but that's how people really feel. I remember, like we talked about this before, I watched the movie The Help. That blew my mind. I didn't know that it was that deep, like they couldn't use the same toilet. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm saying, so she's able to watch your kids and hug and play and take her kids, cook all this other garbage, and got to poop outside?
Sometimes breastfeed them.
And yeah,
you can't get your blackness on my ass now. Can't get you put your blackness on my ass. You can raise my kids, but I don't want your blackness on my ass. Okay?
I couldn't believe it. That was amazing. I guess, you know, just like this, I really wish we could interview a Native American and they could give us their real feelings on this whole Thanksgiving thing, because it's not as all, you know, that crap they teach you in school. We know that ain't the truth. I mean,
Right.
I'm even told that they're trying to eliminate the whole slavery thing out of the school book. Did y'all hear about that? There's some history books in the school, and they got in trouble for that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that next week. But it was basically, it was trying to pretty much whitewash the book. So they were eliminating basically slavery, or they were putting a different spin on it. They got sued, McLaughlin Hill. I'll give the details. But, yeah, they were basically trying to turn that around just like they turn every other thing around to where it's like, oh, it was a nice time. They didn't mind working for free. They would just come and help build the country, you know. It's fun. But anyway, I'm not racist. Let me just be clear. I have to keep saying that for my white audience.
Friend, we heard you.
The two of you that are listening, we do appreciate your support in that house radio. But, yeah, we are coming up. Now, we're coming up to the close pretty soon. But, hey, we want to hear from you. 323-443-7453. The chat room is open. I'm taking all your opinions. And Tia D is going to say something right now to you. Speak. Let's go.
I'm going to say something? Hallelujah.
There you go. So did y'all do anything at your job now?
We're black and we're proud.
That's right. And that's something that you don't, you know, we really, let me ask you this. Do you feel that if you were to wear, I guess, something that's Afrocentric in your workplace, how do you feel that you would be received if you were to do something like that?
Like what? Like a kufi or what? Like some...
Anything
that's
like,
worn
a
dashiki?
Yeah.
Well, first of
all... just more of like you said, hey, are we going to do Kwanzaa?
I don't know anybody who celebrates Kwanzaa.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't actually think if I walked into my workplace with a dashiki and a Nubian knot, I really don't think they would say anything. I think they would just look and they would keep it moving.
Probably the same thing with my job.
I really don't think they would say anything.
Yeah.
And I work with all white people. I don't think they would say anything. I think they would be scared to. Because regardless of where you move to in the corporate layer, I'm still, even though I'm the only black one sitting at the table, I'm still black. So they still have this perception. Yeah. They might still have this perception of me, regardless of, you know, my capabilities, my skill set, or whatever. I'm still a black girl. I'm still a black girl.
Do they treat you differently, do you feel?
Do I feel they treat me differently?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that they, until they get to know me, I feel like sometimes their conversation might be skewed a little in terms of, like, things they might say around another coworker that is of a different ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
I mean, I've been in the same environment as you several times where I was the only black, and you just learn to adapt. And
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing that when I was younger, I was around a lot of white kids, because when I became in that environment in the working world, I was able to conduct myself in a proper manner, and I knew how to, you know, deal with lots of different types of people. And I'm glad that my parents put me in that type of environment, because there's people that I look at, you know, they are African-American. They don't know how to handle themselves around non-African-Americans. They look foolish and you feel bad for them, but they just weren't taught, because you should be able to deal with any type of people, you know. And the other thing is, I feel like black people don't help each other. We don't. If you ever look at the other races, like, you know, people come over here from other countries, they work, they send money back, you know, or they're all living in the same house together, it'd be like 20 of them, they're all driving the same car. Like, they help each other out tremendously. We don't help each other. When we learn about businesses and what we need to do and different things, we do not spread it, the wealth amongst each other, and that's another problem that we have.
Yeah, we love that. I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, say you're out in public, right, And there's like these rowdy, whether it's boys, girls, whatever, just loud and stereotypical. Do you, and there's a whole bunch of other people around, do you feel like embarrassed and responsible for them at the same time?
I don't feel responsible for them. I feel embarrassed, but not responsible for them.
I do. I feel like they're responsible.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Timmy.
No, go ahead. No, I mean, yeah, I feel it's like the weight of their foolishness is now on your shoulders. Like, you're the representative for all black people now because the good white folks are watching them act a fool. I definitely feel you on that. What you going to say? Are you there?
Yeah, keep on going.
Oh, yeah, no, that was it. No, that's what I wanted to say. No, I've definitely been in that situation. I definitely know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, I can't stand it. For me, I take, I live in the city, so I take a lot of public transportation. And I swear to you, every day it never fails, it's somebody on the phone. And they're screaming and hollering like banshees. And I'm looking at them, and there's like white people sitting next to me, and I'm kind of like smiling at them, like, oh, it's not all of us, you know. But it's like I want to be like, girl, shut. No one needs to know everything that is going on in your conversation and in your life. Like, stop it.
Yeah, that's sad. That is sad. It was this chick on my job that was, you know, it's bad when other black people is looking at you. You know, we're commenting. It's like, you know, it's bad. But you just so, you know, I guess as they say, ghetto. But then I had to think about it, like, you know what? She clearly doesn't know better, because if she knew better, she would be doing better. But I guess, I don't know if it's sad that you don't know that this is not proper, you know, workplace conversation, or you just don't know how to carry yourself. And it's like, I can only imagine what the other people are thinking about you at this point. Like, because you are embarrassing to us as black people, and we're not sellout black people, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you have to know when to do what. And, you know, it's just it's a mess. But we're coming up on the last minute here. Erica, I know you've been burning to do this. Give me some entertainment news for the last 2 minutes.
Okay. Couple things been going on. Kylie Jenner and Tyga broke up, but now I think they're back together. So that was big news because it was his birthday. Supposedly she broke up on his birthday. Now, I read a couple different things. It could have been because of Jaden Smith, which is Will and Jada's son, because her and Jaden and Kylie have been friends since they were little. I mean, not that they're that old, because they're like 17, 18. But they were like their first loves, and that was an issue. Then I heard that he had was, you know, obviously cheating, messing around with a bunch of different girls, and she found out about that. But then I saw pictures of them together again. So, you know, holding hands and all that good stuff. So, you know.
90 seconds.
Well, Adele has a new album, and it's topping the charts. And I'm not really sure if I really like that song.
It sounds like the same old sad depression.
Yeah.
Well, somebody
she
can interrupt, please. Well, 60 seconds, good people. Hey, listen, everybody, on behalf of myself, TD's going to do her quick outro, and Erica. But listen, have a happy Turkey Day. Enjoy yourself. Love somebody to life. Have a good one. Keep your head up. Tia?
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next week here in the Night House.
Erica Chanel, what up?
Erica Chanel. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. God bless, and enjoy the food, and just be safe.
Good night.
That's right. And listen, if you want, email nighthouseradio@gmail.com. I will come get a plate, okay? I'll bring my signature doggy bag. I'm coming to eat. All right. So anyway, deuces, check out Lights Camera, December 9th. Check them out. Deuces.